Lawrence Little by Lauren Morgan Richards. Read by Jason Shepherd. Lawrence Little looked for acceptance in the most peculiar ways. His old friends went about their own ways, laughing at his most serious of questions, never going so far as to get to know him better. For people who made him hesitate, he took a position of defence, fearing they wanted something more from him. But Lawrence, or Larry as they called him, and which he hated, never thought he had much to offer. His heart was so walled in, his passion he had forgotten long ago. Growing up, he always had grand ideas. Once, when he was young, he visited an amusement park and quickly after wrote the park with a suggestion, thinking his idea all too unique for others to derive. But days later, the park returned his letter with their very own, stating that they'd already thought of it and had planned for something similar in the fall. "Thanks anyways," they wrote, having stolen his idea without giving him due credit. There was another time he played a game from a magazine and needed the letter W to complete a phrase and win $1,000. He had a W, or so he thought, and sent back the finished phrase only to find that what he really had was an upside-down M. This was the story of his life. One day, Lawrence was at a crowded supermarket and a little old lady ran into the back of his heel with her cart. He mumbled in pain and turned back to her, hoping for compassion. Instead, the lady barked, "That was your fault, you know," and carried on down the next aisle. Lawrence picked up some cat food and walked home. When he got home, he called out to his cats who stretched and zigzagged between his legs. Lawrence knelt down and asked his cats, "Do you accept my existence?" To which they quickly meowed back, eyeing the cat food he was carrying. Robotically, he opened the can and dumped another lump of cold tuna in their dish. He pondered for a moment. He then looked over to the clock and asked, in some desperation, "Do you accept my existence, wall clock?" To which it rung its chimes, no different than any other time, and so he carried on. Lawrence decided to get ready for bed at 2 in the afternoon and put on his nightcap, but he could not sleep. So he put on his shoes and went back outside. He noticed something stuck to the bottom of his shoe. He removed his shoe and asked, "Do you accept my existence, piece of gum?" No answer came from the gum, only the sticky squeak of the shoe upon returning it to his foot. Lawrence decided to take a drive and found an illegally parked car blocking his driveway. He looked for the owner, but there was no one around, so he stepped out of his car and walked instead to the mailbox, hoping to find something of interest. He opened the box and found an old bill, to which he said again, "Do you accept my existence, oh dreadful old bill?" The only answer he received was a name he did not recognise and the wrong address. Though he thought his words were not heard, something small did take notice. Lawrence felt something prick the back of his neck. He slapped it and looked at his hand. There he saw a squashed mosquito with a bit of his blood. He considered asking the dead bug his pressing question, but he knew it would not listen, or at least not anymore. At this point, he tried to go back into the house, but found the door had closed behind him, locking him out. Lawrence sat outside his door, thinking someone might come by and ask what he was doing. This would surely prove that someone accepted his existence. But time passed, and so did people. But no one stopped to address Lawrence Little. Hunched over more now, he crawled to the front of his car. Lawrence sat staring into the metal-framed bumper. No one seemed to care or mind the very strange man sitting by himself, looking at his bewildered reflection in the bumper of the grey car. More time passed, and Lawrence began to eat the weeds and dandelions on the cracked driveway around him. His hair grew long and turned grey as he entered middle age. Lawrence mumbled and complained, but the car's driver never came back to claim it. Eventually, the now skinny cats broke the windows and escaped, and the house went into disrepair. A realtor, in fact, pronounced the home his own and wondered about the strange garden gnome.